Audio file lesson 24. Canaan is reached. The message: God leads us towards our goal. The Bible text: Numbers 13, Numbers 14, Numbers 20, and Numbers 21, and Deuteronomy 31 to 34. God told Moses to send 12 spies to inspect the land of Canaan, including Joshua and Caleb. 40 days went by before they returned. The people of Israel crowded around the men and listened as they reported what they saw. The men showed the people the fruits that grew in the land. They said, "The country is truly beautiful and very fertile, but we will not be able to live there. Giant people inhabit it. They live in big cities which are protected by thick walls." The joy of the Israelites turned into fear. Joshua and Caleb stepped forward and said, "Do not listen to them. With God's help, we can occupy this land. God wants to give it to us. He will lead us there." But the other men said, "We will never succeed. The people are giants. We felt as small as grasshoppers." The Israelites were afraid and complained bitterly. Some of them said, "If only we had died in the desert." Others said, "Surely it would be the best to return to Egypt." Some also said, "Kill them. We want to have a new leader and return to Egypt." Joshua and Caleb tried to reason with the people, but without success. Moses entered the tabernacle and spoke to God. When he returned, he looked very troubled. He told the people what the Lord had said to him: "You will wander through the desert for 40 years. Other than Joshua and Caleb, no one who is older than 20 will enter Canaan." When the Israelites heard this, they were very sad. The years passed by and many died. Aaron also died, and his son Eleazar succeeded him as the high priest. God's pillar of cloud led the Israelites through a hot, dry region. The Israelites complained, "Why have you led us out of Egypt? There is no food or water here, and we are sick and tired of manna." For 40 years, the Israelites wandered through the desert. The youngest Israelites, who only knew of the time of slavery from what they had heard, were grown up. They had to learn to trust in God. The Israelites camped on the banks of the Jordan River. On the other side of the river was Canaan. At that time, Moses was 120 years old, and he was not allowed to enter. Moses called the people for the last time and spoke to them. Suggestions for the teacher: show the pictures to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what they may feel. Lesson instructions: discuss with the children, why does it take 40 years for the Israelites to enter the promised land? Possible answers may include: 12 men who inspect the land of Canaan reports that the giants were living there. What do the Israelites think? Possible answers may include: they lose their trust in God. As a punishment, they have to wander through the desert for a total of 40 years. If you are one of the Israelites, will you listen to Joshua and Caleb? What does Moses experience before his death? Possible answers may include: Moses is allowed to see the wonderful, fertile land of Canaan from a mountain. How old is Moses when he dies? He is 120 years old. Have the children repeat: God took care of Moses. God took care of the Israelites on their way through the desert. God will also take care of us throughout our lives. Real life application. Explain the following. Do you have personal examples of being delayed for an appointment? If traveling by car, the car breaks down, then has a flat tire, etc. How do you feel in such a situation? God led his people to the promised land. God also leads us to the promised goal. Repeat the message: God leads us towards our goal.